A job search can be fraught, what to wear, what to say. But for candidates with neurological differences, autism, social anxiety disorders, it's often impossible. That's why recent reporting in the Boston Globe got our attention about companies adding neurodiversity to their recruitment, actively seeking people who might not get through traditional job interviews because maybe they don't make eye contact or are nervous in unfamiliar settings. And these companies say this isn't charity. It's about getting the best employees. Neil Barnett heads up Microsoft's autism hiring program, and he joins us from Seattle. Neil, that's a thing, autism hiring?
It is. It's one of my favorite topics. There's just a huge under and unemployment rate when it comes to autism, close to 80%. Uh-huh. And there's just a lot of talent out there, and more companies are seeing that.
Okay, so you have a title, and there are people who are doing this within Microsoft. It is a thing. We'll find out more about that. But also joining us is 28-year-old Oliver Wilcox. He has a master's in applied math from Loyola University in Chicago. He also has ADHD, social anxiety, a speech and language disorder. But now he's a software tester at a tech startup, Iterators, which hires only neurodiverse candidates. We'll learn more about that company. But Oliver, I want to congratulate you because you're on something called a reported app. You're recording yourself on your smartphone, and apparently you set it up in a second, and we have people who can never set it up. So these are skills you have, but just tell us, what was it like when you first tried to go on job interviews?
I applied for over 100 jobs in Boston. I applied to pharma companies, universities, hospitals, financial institutions, and more. And for all the jobs, I had the skills and passed the assignments and was excited about the company. And I learned that people underestimated me because I taught a little differently, even though I had the skills for the job. They often assumed that I was too nervous in the interviews because I tend to fidget and take some extra time to share my thoughts.
Hmm. Well, for instance, are you nervous right now?
Just a bit.
Just a tiny bit. So, you know, maybe you had just a little bit of nervousness that most people have in job interviews or radio interviews, but there were other mannerisms that you say, you know, people misunderstood. How frustrating was that for you to know that, you know, you had the skills and we're not getting the jobs?
It was very frustrating. I was told that I was not a culture fit or appeared very nervous. They turned me down not because of my skills, but because of things I can't change about myself.
Let's go back to Neil for a second. Is that something you hear, that there's an impression that comes across in job interviews, and it's almost impossible for people like Oliver to overcome that?
I would say the interview process for anyone is a challenging experience, but definitely we've seen candidates that are on the autism spectrum express the same things that Oliver had stated. Whether it's making eye contact or just the initial interaction. One of the reasons we created this program at Microsoft is to really think about how we could be more inclusive and have an interview process that candidates could come, be themselves, and really showcase their skills to get employment.
Instead of just basing it on the interview. So what do you do?
If you think about going through that traditional front door at a company, our front door is a little bit different. For candidates in this program, it's a 5-day program. And we really bring the candidates in and let them get comfortable, get to know one another, get to know the hiring teams. We do team exercises, kind of like the marshmallow challenge, where you use toothpicks and marshmallows to build a bridge to kind of look at, you know, teamwork. We spend time doing practice interviews. And then like anything else, we do typical interviews like we do at Microsoft. But instead of doing it in one day back to back, we spread it out over 2 days.
So what do people on your staff, and again, you're heading up the autism hiring program at Microsoft. It's just amazing. Yeah. What are they looking for?
Well, I mean, we're looking for the same things that we look in all employees. We're looking for talent. We're looking for people that work with one another. We're looking for people that can really make an impact with the products and services that we're producing. And so the whole goal of the program is just letting candidates have a better way to showcase and shine their skills than just that typical, you know, one-day intense interview that many companies do.
Do you throw the net wider than people on the autism spectrum? Because there are people with obsessive-compulsive disorders, you know, social interaction issues. Yeah. Oliver spoke of those. Do you throw it wider?
We do broad inclusive hiring for people with disabilities at Microsoft, and so that's everything that you just stated. Mm-hmm. This program in particular is focused on autism, but we're always hiring people with all disabilities at the company.
Oliver, talk more about the work that you're doing now. This is the company Iterators. It was actually started by your mom, we understand, when she saw this, the frustration that young people with some neurological difference were having. What kind of work do you do there?
Okay, so I'm a software tester. I find errors and bugs in websites and mobile apps so companies can fix them and have their products run smoothly. My favorite job so far has been with a company called Hydro, which is working on a new rowing machine. And test their software while rowing because that's when the errors occur.
Well, okay, so you test for bugs and errors, and the one that you like the best, you have to row, did you say? Like you're rowing on a rowing machine?
Yes, but they're not that hard.
It's not that hard. What kinds of mistakes have you spotted?
Sometimes the statistics are wrong on the exercise machine or the workout ends too early or something like that.
I'm sure you've heard, Oliver, that very often people who have what other people would call neurological issues are actually neurological gifts, and that there are people like yourself who see patterns and spot things that others can't. Is this something that you're finding?
Yes, and yeah, I've been able to see patterns that other people can't for a long time.
Yeah. And Neil, terrific that you have this autism hiring program. But as I said, I'm betting it's not, you know, to be kind, although that would be a side effect.
We're looking at it as a business and the business impact. And again, it's finding talent. And so the spectrum is wide and diverse. And so everyone brings something unique to the table. And we have people that we've hired that are writing code that's being used by millions of people, or they're contributing to the next version of Windows or Office. And so, again, it's been a talent play.
In fact, the people that you are hiring, they have the education, right? Talk about what some of their professional jobs or degrees are.
So this goes back to the under and unemployment rate, which is really high, around 80%. You know, we have individuals with four-year degrees, masters, PhDs that are working at retail or packing boxes, and they're not utilizing their skills. And, you know, this is why a program that can be more inclusive and help you screen in individuals to find the talent is something that both Microsoft and other companies are finding really valuable.
Yeah. Well, many other companies, Microsoft, SAP, Ford, Bose, have all seen the benefit in this. Oliver, how does that feel to you to hear the extent to which people are looking for people like you?
Well, it's good to hear that some people are realizing that people who are neurodiverse can have some things that they can offer the companies that other people can't, and that would make it easier to get jobs for other people who are neurodiverse.
In fact, people are calling this not a disability, but a cool ability. But what would you say, Oliver, to someone who says, help me work alongside you?
That's just some things that I do. Like, I'm sometimes fidget with things, but it's not because I'm nervous, it's because I just do it sometimes. And sometimes I just look around in different areas to see like my surroundings. So that's not because I'm nervous.
And Neil, you're doing these job searches for people on the autism spectrum 4 times a year. What would you say to the employer who's not sure how to start?
I talk a lot to other companies that are thinking about starting programs, and I always talk about the business impact that they will see. And so this is not charity. This is business impact, whether it's the benefit to the culture, to the products, the services that they produce. And so when you frame it up in that frame, companies are a lot more open and really trying to understand what it would take to do something similar that fits their own culture.
Well, and maybe be in touch with other companies that are doing this.
Yeah. So we've actually, at Microsoft, we've started a coalition. It's called Autism at Work Employer Roundtable. There's about 15 companies in there today. And our goals are to help other companies start programs. We also have created a job board on the website. And then we're all trying to obviously share best practices amongst ourselves. So there's a lot of momentum in this space, and we're really looking for more companies to join the coalition.
And when you talk about how it's good for business, you know, what impresses you most about your employees' skill sets?
About 50% of the people who have come through our program had applied to Microsoft before through that traditional process. And, you know, sometimes their resumes weren't picked up, or sometimes the phone screen was tough and they didn't get past the phone screen. But when we brought them in this more inclusive way through that other front door, that different lens of way of thinking, they got in front of hiring managers, and hiring managers would say, wow, I want you not just on my team at Xbox, but I want you to have a career at Microsoft. And we're hiring people all across the company.
Oliver, you have a job at the company where you're looking for bugs in software. But what would you say to a future employer? Why should they hire you?
So I think that companies should look at the people that they're interviewing and think about if they can do the job versus looking at their experience while thinking about their social skills or perceived comfort in the interview. And if they did that, they would have better employees because people who are neurodiverse can do some tasks better than traditional employees because of the way they see the world.
That's Oliver Wilcox. He has a master's in applied mathematics. He also is neurodiverse, and he's a software tester now. And Neil Barnett runs the autism hiring program at Microsoft in Seattle. We'll hook you up to any information. But meantime, Neil, Oliver, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oliver, you should send us your resume if you want to write down and give you my email.
Okay, we'll let you guys go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And thank you both so much. Hire him.